Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. This week, the curtain will close on the 25th season of the St. Louis Shakespeare Festival. Now, if you missed seeing Hamlet talk to a skull in Forest Park, hark, there's one more production left, a play that's a bit more loosely inspired by Shakespeare. It opens for a three-day run this Thursday when Shakespeare in the Streets goes to East St. Louis. And this year, Shakespeare in the Streets is actually going to a house. The play is titled Power, set at the childhood home of East St. Louis native and jazz legend Miles Davis. It tells the story of an ambitious politician seeking to become the mayor of East St. Louis and doing whatever it takes to get there. Here to talk with me about Power, which draws inspiration from Shakespeare's Richard III and real-life East St. Louis history, I'm joined by the play's director, Catherine Bentley. Catherine, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And also with us is actor and East St. Louis native Rob Wood.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the show. Now, Catherine, let's talk about this play, Power. It was written by De'Asia Page. She spent years working as a reporter in East St. Louis for the Belleville News Democrat. What was your first reaction, Catherine, when you read this script, and what stood out to you?
Well, the play took shape over the course of the last several months with De'Asia. So, I think that the first thought was like, yeah, we really are doing what the model says it's going to do with taking stories from folks from the community. And I thought it was a very bold play, you know, so I was really... I was curious with the folks who are in the play, with the cast members, as to their thoughts on us making such bold statements that De'Asia chose to make in the play, and about the community that they know and love and grew up in and work in and play in. And everyone in the cast, I call them the experts, the folks who are from East St. Louis. They are the experts in the room. And they were very much like, yeah, this is a story that needs to be told. So taking my cue from them, I felt like we have a really strong and bold play.
Okay. We're going to come back to bold, but I want to go first to where the play is going to be taking place. And it is at the house of Miles in East St. Louis. And that, again, is the childhood home of jazz trumpeter Miles Davis. What does that setting furnish?
Well, it gives us this history. You cannot be on that ground without feeling the history of Miles Davis, of his genius, of his upbringing in East St. Louis, of just the community vibe in East St. Louis. Lauren Parks, who is the curator of that beautiful museum, has just been so loving and open to this project. And when I first walked in there, I was just overcome with the beauty of that museum. It's lovely, and you just feel Miles's vibe all around you. And so us doing that on that grounds right there, knowing that this is where he created and played and, you know, dreamed, and to have this play happen right there in front of his home is just, it's a really electric feeling.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rob, you play Richard Williams. He is not Shakespeare's character, Richard III, but he has aspirations. He's very ambitious.
Yes.
Tell us a little about Richard in this play, and what he wants to do with East St. Louis that maybe is the boldness that Catherine was talking about.
So with that, I'm going to walk a thin line here because I don't want to give it away.
No spoilers.
Sure,
no
of course.
Spoilers.
Yeah. So I don't want to give it away, but like you stated, use the word ambitious. Richard is definitely an ambitious person. He's a good-hearted person. If you dig.
Okay.
If
go
you have
deep.
A long shovel.
Sure.
He's a good-hearted person. But I'm without giving anything away, I'm just going to say, come out and see it, and you know, you form your own view.
Mm-hmm. But what is it that he wants to do with East St. Louis?
Everything. He wants to do everything. He's a person with a big vision, with a big heart. I'm not going to give it away. I see what you're doing.
Okay.
I see what you're doing. Yeah, this is not my first rodeo.
Something also we won't give away, but I understand that there may be a ghostly presence of
There is a ghostly presence of Miles Davis that takes us on the journey of Richard's journey throughout, played by the wonderful Trey Perkins.
Yes.
And there are ancestors who come and make their presence known mm-hmm. in the play as well.
Yes.
So this is something people should be ready for.
Yeah. And it's not at all in a scary way. This
right,
is not scary.
Right.
It's spiritual.
Yes.
You know, it's a connection to history and to culture, mm-hmm. you know, in a way that fortifies the present.
Yeah.
So it's not something to be like, oh gosh, this is not scary.
Right,
it's not
right.
in that way.
It's not an October play.
Okay. Here we are still in September, first day of fall. Now, East St. Louis has a complicated legacy. It has people like Miles Davis, like Tina Turner, you know, legendary musicians, but there's also been stigma
yes.
regarding corruption and crime. Now, both of you have ties to East St. Louis. Rob, how does it feel to try to represent that complicated legacy?
And that's a great question. I represent East St. Louis wherever I go, whether I'm working in L.A., Georgia, Chicago, New York, it doesn't matter. I'm an East St. Louis native and a proud East St. Louis native, just as much as there is a stigma, there's also flowers attached to the city, and I'm just happy and grateful that I'm one of the flowers that mm-hmm. comes from the city.
And Kathy, for your part, you're not an East St. Louis native, but mm-hmm. how has your relationship with East St. Louis developed?
Well, you know, when I go to East St. Louis, I feel at home. It's just a loving embrace from East St. Louis. I grew up in St. Louis and in the suburbs, and we didn't spend a lot of time going to East St. Louis. I first started when I had my daughter. I took her there because my dear mentors, Thale Jamison, Andrea Smythe, they were teaching there, and I wanted my daughter to learn Dunham. And so she was going to school there at the museum and also at SIUE East St. Louis. And then, so that's when I first started to really embrace East St. Louis as this beacon of culture and history. And then when I worked at SIUE, I had projects that tapped me into this history of East St. Louis in a deep way. And my love grew deeper, and I have colleagues who are at SIUE who are from there. And so that relationship it grew even deeper. So I don't claim to be from East St. Louis, but when I'm there, I feel the love, and I'm grateful.
But mm-hmm. we'd have you.
Thank
we'd
you. Thank you.
You.
I appreciate that.
Now, about 3 years ago, Rob, you were interviewed by a reporter for
yes.
the Belleville News Democrat about your acting career. And that reporter was none other than Deasia Page, who now 3 years later
wow.
has written this play that you are starring in. What was it like to meet her, to reunite, but also in this particular context?
First, let me say this. You have done your research. yes. Great job. It's a full circle moment. Deasia Page is a wonderful person. When I read this, I was taken aback because it was just so much to process, given the ups, downs, ins and out of the entire story. And she's definitely an open writer who's like, she welcomes your input, which I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love that. She wants to make sure she's spot on. And meeting her, man, she's wonderful. That's it.
Yeah.
She's wonderful. The end.
No, In the interview with Deasia Page, mm-hmm. you had talked, Rob, about how you get into character.
Yes.
And the way that you draw inspiration from people mm-hmm. from your upbringing.
Yes.
And you had said, everybody that you saw on TV, I saw in East St. Louis,
that's right.
from the rich man to the poor man, from the preacher to the sinner. Mm-hmm. These characters that you play, are these people from your past in East St. Louis?
Yes. Everybody is Richard.
Everybody is Richard in some fashion.
Yes. But yeah, so, and that's a great question. Again, I do tap into characters based on a lot of things that I've experienced and are witnessed or seen, you know, myself personally growing up in East St. Louis. I mean, as an artist, that's what we do. We cannot not see anything and not take anything from it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we operate.
Ever yeah. deriving, ever.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
So this play is part of an annual tradition from the St. Louis Shakespeare Festival. Mm-hmm. This is its 25th year. And it's called Shakespeare in the Streets. So the idea isn't just about staging these plays in neighborhoods, but as you had mentioned earlier, Catherine, about getting input mm-hmm. from residents. What has that been like with this year's play, Power? You know, has there been an interaction that sort of crystallizes what is supposed to be happening with this kind of community engagement?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we were fortunate enough to have a phenomenal community producer, Antoinette Ayers, who is an East St. Louis native and through and through staunch community person. And
yes.
Antoinette was the person who did the story circles and interviews with community members and really connected Deasia, the playwright, with those circle those stories. So I felt like the stories even continued, that process continued for me even when rehearsal began, because we had a script that morphed even more once I had more experts in the room, as I said, called the cast members. And so this collection of, I wanted to make sure, we want to make sure, you know, that's part of the model, that we really have the stories from the folks in the community. So, yeah, Antoinette Ayers was really instrumental in getting all of that done.
Mm-hmm. And this is your second time mm-hmm. directing a Shakespeare in the Streets production. What brought you back?
Well, okay, so last year I was in Shakespeare in the Park, and I heard some rumblings of East St. Louis, and I was like, hold up, wait, East St. Louis? I love East St. Louis, and what's happening there? And I want to be part of that. So I kind of, you know, said, Tom, I want to meet with you, you know, soon to talk about this. Because I knew that the history, the relationship with East St. Louis and St. Louis is real tenuous. And I wanted to have some say into how that story was going to be told. It didn't have to necessarily be me directing it, but man, I knew that it was important that whoever was in it had to care about that community and about the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have been on the other side of, I've seen the things that have happened where people have gone in with the wrong intention, or I should say starting off with what they felt was the right intention, but the end product hasn't served the community in the way it should. And so it was really important to me that this be a project that was with the community and not something that was put onto the community, not for, but with the people in the community. So I just had to put my foot in there and get my foot in there and say, hey, I'd like to be part of this project.
Yeah. So this play is inspired by Shakespeare, but it is not a full retelling of Richard III. And that play gave us some great lines. You know, now is the winter of our discontent.
Yes.
How does Shakespeare shape this play, Power, and its characters?
No comment.
It's very loose. It's so loose that I don't even, for this project, I don't spend a lot of time with that text. I'm going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Deasia spent a lot of time with it because she was the playwright. And so there are passages from Richard III.
Yeah.
You know, there are lines and there's some, you're going to feel a little verse. But for the most part, it's the themes are what we will see.
Yes.
You know, this quest for power, you know, this well, we have a resilient theme that really comes through in our play. I don't know if it's as much in Richard III, but the family dynamic, you know, the ancestors visiting in the form of ghosts, those kinds of things from Richard III are part of this play. But it's not, we did not spend time in Richard III text for this. So, but Shakespeare enthusiasts will come and say, ah, yes, I know this theme. I know this line from Richard.
Mm-hmm. Rob, you have worked all over the country.
Yes.
You know, you've appeared in a number of roles in the films of Tyler Perry, for example. Mm-hmm. When people hear that you are from East St. Louis, do they have a certain reaction? Like, is there an education you have to give them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When I tell people I'm from Illinois, first thing they do, they place me in Chicago. So I'm like, nope, not from Chicago, from East St. Louis, Illinois. They say, oh, yeah, yeah, St. Louis, Missouri. No.
Nope.
Nope. That's strike two. So, no, but I have to let them know. It's like, you know, Virginia, West Virginia. Illinois, Missouri, two different states. East St. Louis, St. Louis. So I do. They say, man, I've never heard of that. But then a high percentage of the people, oh, yeah, man, you're good people if you're from East St. Louis. So, and I love, and let me say this, I love meeting other East St. Louisans when I'm in other states, because I probably crossed their paths 20 times at home, but then I meet you in New York.
Yeah. What is it like to see them, you know, outside the context of home?
Oh, yeah, we can identify each other because you always have a St. Louis Cardinals hat on.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you have a St. Louis Cardinals hat. And that's one of the beauties of it, even if you're from East St. Louis and or St. Louis, Missouri. Even though we may not be close here, but there, oh, we're family. It's and that's weird, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, in 1917, East St. Louis was the site of a terrible massacre.
Yes.
And it was one that enabled so much of the corruption, police and politicians included. How is it that you approach such a heavy legacy, Catherine, you know, and then add Shakespeare to that?
Well, Shakespeare is all about, those kinds of things. Corruption and blood and violence and, you know, so, yeah. But I think Deasia has done a beautiful job, because what we do with this piece is rely on movement and dance. So we do tell briefly we talk about the history of that riot, and we have a wonderful choreographer, my assistant director / choreographer, Tashayla Montgomery, who is over the she works at SIUE, the East St. Louis Center, with the Performing Arts Program. So 13, I think, of her young people are in the show, and they are phenomenal dancers. So she has choreographed this beautiful piece with all the entire cast to give us a feel of that, of what that massacre was. But that riot, the feel of that is pretty much an underlying theme throughout the play, with Richard's journey.
Yes.
And his feeling of like wanting to take that history and make East St. Louis a different place.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
So with that much corruption, heavy history, is there some hope that is also part of this play for East St. Louis?
Yes. East St. Louisans, full of hope. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, even though over 100 years later, the city is still recovering from that loss. Mm-hmm. So, but we're recovering with hopeful people. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, we are people of hope, you know. So yeah, we're going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Actor Rob Wood plays Richard Williams, and Catherine Bentley is the director of the play Power.
She's an amazing director, too.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Catherine and Rob, thank you so much for joining today's show.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having me. Appreciate it.
This episode was produced by Danny Wisentowski.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.